95% of our lives are run and created by our subconscious mind programming. Imagine if your subconscious mind is running many negative, disempowering, and self-sabotaging programs. How will that 95% of your life turn out to be? Would you like help to change your subconscious programming into something that works for you and set it to attract and create everything you desire? Join Tamara Oviatt in her show Metaprogramming and the Human Biocomputer here on OM Times, where she will connect to the source energy and change your subconscious programming by deleting your negative belief systems. Tamara is the founder of Sacred Activations, a subconscious metaprogramming modality that rewires your brain and shifts hundreds of your belief systems so you can break away from lack, pain, and suffering, and take control of what you want to create in your life. Tamara has helped hundreds of thousands of people worldwide, and she is here to help you too. It's not about fighting what you don't want. It's about creating what you do want. And the only way to do that is to change and upgrade your subconscious programming. Let Tamara help you create magic in your world. Tune in every week at Metaprogramming and the Human Biocomputer.
Hi, everybody. Welcome. I'm so excited to connect with you today. We're going to be talking about, but more importantly, clearing the energies of fear of the future. Because fear of the future creates our now. And if we're fearing the future, then we're putting our energy into that instead of putting it into the now. So it's got us scattered. So I'm going to be running some activations on this to help you get more in your power to create really the life you desire. And this call is all about me and you guys and me running some energies. Really, it's like a masterclass with Sacred Activations. Make sure that you sign up on my website, get some free activations, and to connect with us on a deeper level than I'm able to bring you even here on this platform. And I wanna thank you for taking your time to come join in. I promise to do some amazing activations to really help you shift today. And we'll be getting into that in the middle. And then I'm also gonna be doing a guided meditation, I think at the end of the call, for people that are going through healing crisis. Because sometimes with sacred activations are really powerful and all your stuff comes up and it could freak you out. I've gotten a couple messages lately from a couple people that are new to sacred activations, and they did some activations and they were feeling really hot and a little anxiety about it, and they were a little freaked out about it. So I want to do this guided meditation to help you guys ground and connect if you're going through anything like that. I mean, sometimes when you're shifting and you're shifting really fast, the energy comes up really fast, and that's something sacred activations does. And I'm actually proud of it that it does that. Not that you go through anxiety, but that it shifts so fast, because trust me, if you're going through anxiety or fear or anything, it's going to shift and it's going to keep getting better and better. And then it's just not going to come back anymore. It's not going to be something you have to deal with. So that's what sacred activations does. It's metaprogramming the human biocomputer. It's intelligent and it keeps working with you to keep shifting your belief systems. So anyways, I'm going to do a guided meditation about this so you can ground and connect and you're not in overwhelm while you're going through this healing shifts. So trust me, if you're going through that stuff, it's just going to clear and it's not going to come back. And it's just going to get better and better and better, okay? And you most likely won't run out of things you want to shift completely out of your life, because there's always something else. I'm still working on myself. I certainly don't claim to be a master. I'm working on it, but I still have a ways to go. So, and I'm sure most of us do. And what a fantastic platform here on planet Earth to do this and to learn to be in our power and to learn to create and to learn to live in the now without making anything your God. We make so many different things our God. Our doctors, our family, our mortgages. Whatever that is, we live for that. and we make that our God. And we fear without that, that we won't be okay and that we have to have that in our lives. How many of you have things in your life that is so important to you for your well-being? And we don't realize we're doing that. And we're giving it all of our power. And so therefore we're living for that. And so therefore we're sidetracked. And therefore we're spinning out over here, we're spinning out over there, and we're not on the line. I catch myself spinning out. I catch myself busy over here and not focusing on the prime directive of my desires. Because when I look at my prime directive, it's like, am I living that to create that? No, I'm over here doing this. I'm over here doing that. I'm over here doing this. No, I'm not focused on just this. I'm focused on this, but I'm also over here, over here, over here. Then when we do that, it takes the power out of the now. And what's important is to be in the now, to live in the now, to love in the now, and not put our energy out there in the future, not put our energy in a God, any God. What is your God? Is your God in the sky telling you you're a bad, sinful person? Or is your God your doctor or your mortgage or your monthly check? God, this is good. This isn't going anywhere where I thought it was going to go. We're talking about the fear of the future, and here we are on the gods. Well, isn't that what that is? Isn't that what that is? Is if we've got a fear of the future, then we've got all of our energy into all these gods, even if your God is disease. Yeah, excuses be gone. Thank you, Leonard. Yeah. The wrong fork in the road, too. We're always afraid of making wrong choices. So then we don't make any choice. Because we're afraid we're going to make the wrong choice. And then, I mean, is media your God? Or do you listen to the media? Are you still on that? God, I hope not. If you are, let it go, man. Turn it off. Some great shows on TV. I understand the distraction of TV and what it brings, but make sure you're filling your mind with something silly, interesting, educational. No drama. I watch Pawn Stars. I watch The Big Bang Theory. I watch, you know, international buying in Mexico or whatever. And that causes me no drama, but gives me my shutdown time that I sometimes need. I know we need a distraction. And if TV is one of yours, make sure you're watching something that feeds you, that you're getting something out of it. Anyways, what is our gods? Why are we fearing the future? You know, there's everything in the world that's going to tell you to fear the future. All these people that you call masters. Oh, your gods. Are they telling you to fear the future? Are they filling you full of fear of financial crisis? Or anything else? Interesting, isn't it? Think about that. That's another activation we're going to do today, is unmasked. So you can see people for who they truly are. And you can also be seen, because a lot of us hide. You got to be unmasked to be able to interact with people, to receive love and give love. to manifest and to create. And isn't that why we're here? We're here to create. We're here to love, right? And we're here to have fun. We are the masters of the planet. We are creating the future. There's nothing to be afraid of. Because we've got this. We're creating it right now. Right here, right now. We're creating the future. Part of it makes you want to go, oh my God, get me out of here. Let's let that go. Because that's a huge energy. That's such a huge energy in the collective consciousness. Get me out of here. You know, a suicide isn't just suicide. Suicide is also death by disease. That's also get me out of here. I'm done. Feels better, doesn't it? Fear of the future. If you knew this was truly a video game, then you would understand there's nothing to fear. It's a video game. Yeah. Yeah, Leonard. Humans are effing stupid. Get me out of here. That's an activation. That came, what, in the first couple of years of sacred activations. I needed that bad. That activation was for me, and then I soon found out it's for a lot of other people too. So let's run that today. Yeah, being able to be comfortable on planet Earth. Yeah. Yeah, well, that's what it is, Susie. Susie's saying, you know, being positive, but it's still in the back of my mind. And really what's in the back of your mind and what comes up, people call it your ego, but really it's your subconsciousness. It's your belief systems. And your ego is showing them to you, but you have this belief system, but you have this belief system. People say, get rid of your ego. No, make your ego your amigo. Your ego is very important. You know, well, you can't get rid of your ego. I had somebody... I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, this guy said he was just getting rid of all the chakras. They're pulling all the chakras that they were no longer necessary on this planet. And it's like, no, you can't do that. And then there's all these people, kill your ego, shut down. And these are masters that as known, you know, and they're telling you to get rid of your ego. No, you can't. Make your ego your amigo. Make it work for you. Tell your subconscious mind what you want it to create. You are the programmer. I can help you. I'm a programmer. But you're also a programmer. And really, that's what we're always doing. We're programming our subconscious mind on what to create for us. So what are we creating? How are you living your life? I love that we do this on Zoom. It's so important for me to see your guys' faces. And for those of you that come on camera and come on live, I really appreciate it. Because that's why I do this on Zoom. And thank you, more people are popping up, turning on their cameras. Thanks, guys. This means everything to me. This is why I do this. Is to connect with you guys. And when I get to see you on camera, I get to connect with you. Look at everybody popping up. I wish you guys could see this. You know, if you listen to the replays, make sure you join in live. Come join in. Oh, in a couple of weeks, I'm doing public-private session. If you guys want to be on OHM, you can apply. We're going to send out an email, and I'll work on you. But it will be over this platform. But if you're brave enough to do it, you'll help a lot of people. Because a lot of people are always going through the same thing. So you get to assist people. Leonard did it. Thank you, Leonard. Yeah. So just let us know. I think we're sending out a form or something. And we're going to do it in a couple of weeks. Good, Nicole. Yeah. So, all right, you guys. So this call is all about the fear of the future. And I've talked a lot already. So I want to run some activations. Actually, I guess we should go to break first. This is break kind of early, but that's okay. Why can't we do the break early, right? Because I want to come back and run some activations. And then I also, at the end of this, I'm going to be running a guided meditation for healing crisis. So that you can get grounded and stuff if you've got a lot of stuff coming up through your healing process. I have a lot of activations I'm going to run today. So please make sure you come back and join us, and we're going to do some major shifts. Thank you.
OHM Times TV. Imagine becoming a super influencer. Reinvent yourself. Invest in your brand. And then manifest your success with a robust, spheric approach. OHM Times Media and Broadcasting offers a unique and multifaceted way to become the spiritual and conscious influencer you deserve to be by putting your message across our powerful platform with its proven record of integrity and excellence. Through our produced shows, OHM Times offers the opportunity to become a social media TV personality, a radio show host, an OHM Times Magazine columnist, and a syndicated podcaster, all in one shot. By live streaming your show on OHM Times TV and broadcasting it across the extensive OHM Times radio and TV networks, you become more than a host. You become an ambassador and a force for positive change. OHM Times. Open yourself to the possibilities. Do you want to go deeper into sacred activations, which is a subconscious metaprogramming process? Tamara Oviatt is inviting you to visit her website at tamaraoviatt.com to sign up and get lifetime access to free 7 activations that you can listen to anytime you want or as often as you need. If you like what Tamara does and like to incorporate sacred activations into your life, she also offers live webinars, masterclasses, and practitioners training to further support your healing, manifestations, and expansion. There are hundreds of activations on her website that address different aspects of your life: money, health, relationships, intuitive abilities, and more. Head over to her website at tamaraoviatt.com and experience the magic of sacred activations. Thank you for listening.
If I could be you, and you could be me, for just 1 hour. If we could find a way to get inside each other's minds. Walk a mile in my shoes, walk a mile in my shoes. Well, before you abuse, criticize, and accuse, walk a mile in my shoes.
Welcome back, everybody. Hey, you guys ready for some activations? Are you ready for some activations? Fear the future, unmasked, overwhelm, healthy boundaries, bleeding heart, anger and resentment. Who is your God? Ooh, I like that. That's new. So I want you to focus on these and all of these, and all you have to do is go inside And I'm going to be silent while I do this. This is not a guided meditation. This is you just connecting with you and allowing this stuff to be shifted within you. So here we go. Just my new little pillow here. Unmasked. Fear of the future. Overwhelm. Fear of the future. What are you afraid of? Yeah, procrastination. Let's add this in. What do you procrastinate on? What's on your list of things to do that never happens? What keeps you sidetracked? People are stupid. Get me out of here. it's going to be a tough year. Any beliefs that 2023 is going to be hard? Any connection to that? Let's let that go right now. Or the future is getting worse and worse. The future's scary. Oaths, vows, commitments, and contracts, blessings, and curses. Best year ever so far. It just keeps getting better and better and better. Defragmentation and laser focus. Falling down the ladder. About moving forward, getting up so high, and then you fall back down and then you start, gotta go up again. Let's clear that where you can just continue to move forward without setbacks. God hates us all. Feeling out of control, like you have no say, that you're just on this wild ride and you have no input. Things just happen to you. Let all that go. Good. I invite you to connect into Mother Earth. Imagine you could put your feet in the soil or the sand or water, hug a tree. Take some nice big deep breaths. Be kind to yourself. You're going to be shifting a lot. You got this. You're amazing. You're incredible. You are love. So if you're joining us on OM or YouTube or LinkedIn, we've pre-recorded this on Zoom call. And if you want to be part of the live call, make sure you sign up on my website, tamaraoviatt.com. And you'll get free gifts. You'll get notices of the show so that you can be on live. And you also get notices of other things we're doing with deeper work. Metaprogram is incredible. Sacred Activations is incredible. It's life-changing really fast. It's not something you have to do 1,000 days in a row for something to happen. Happens really, really quick. So I'm here in service to help you live your best life. That's what I'm all about, is to help you live your heaven on earth, to help you create your heaven on earth, whatever that means. It doesn't have to be somebody else's or what they believe. This is about you. This is about your experience. You want to go deeper? We have practitioner training coming up. There's 9 different practitioner trainings. In Sacred Activations, there's 5. Practitioners, masters, and mastering the masters is now 1. Medical intuitive, timelines and parallel universes, and world mastery. Those are all Sacred Activations trainings to help you get into your power. And we also have a lot of webinars, master classes that help you go even deeper into this. And also I have some amazing guests, and I've got Neil Donald Walsh coming up in February, you guys. So if you're not on my list, make sure you join my list so that you get to be on that call, because we only have a limited number of seats. So whoever signs up first for this call gets in. And this is going to be a special one where you're going to have to sign up. Anyways, I promised to do a guided meditation, and this guided meditation, Debs, if you can timestamp this, please, because we're going to mail this out to people, that are new to Sacred Activations to help you ground and connect and clear any healing crisis you may be going through. So that you can be calm as you're going through this energy and these shifts, because you know, sacred activations shift you so fast. You're like in this whole new video game, and it can be really scary. So I want to help you calm down, relax, and go with the flow. So if you would like, go in, just imagine you can go in to your heart. Yes, Leonard, ease of healing, you know, so it's easy. Godspeed is a great activation. This helps you, you know, God's in charge. Your higher self's in charge, right? It's really your higher self. So trust and know that the shifts you're going through, you're going to be fine, and you're going to come out and be really, really good. So I invite you to go into your heart. Go into your heart, connect into your heart. And feel the calmness and the peace and the love and the joy, feeling every single cell of your body, knowing everything that is releasing out of your energy field is just that. It's just energies that were stuck that were there. There are programs that no longer serve you. And some of them, and a lot of them, and most of them are leaving without you even being aware of it. And some of them are showing themselves to you, but that's okay. It's just a learning process, because when they come up and they show themselves, they're gone. And it changes. And it doesn't reappear. So any anxiety or panic attacks or rage or anger you're feeling, let's just let all that go now. Feel that peace and the love and joy and happiness in your heart. Knowing and understanding, you're just shifting. And it's going to be fine, and you are fine, and you're going to be fine. Knowing anytime you do sacred activations, you listen to recordings or join a class live, however you interact, that you keep going up to the next level of the video game. And it's just shifting energies out, where new energies of your empowerment come in. The energies of joy and happiness have more room to plug in to your blueprint. Feeling that peace, love, joy, and happiness come through every single cell of your body. Knowing you're safe. Taking a nice big deep breath in. Breathe out. Repeat. Feeling calm and relaxed. Knowing you're getting better and better and better and better. Knowing you're amazing. Knowing you're loved. Breathing in and out. Feeling peaceful, calm, and relaxed. Being able to put a smile on your face. Excited about what you're going to create. Being excited about what the day will look like. Knowing it's going to be amazing. Feeling the peace, love, joy, and happiness. And if it's time to drift off to sleep, you can do that now. If it's time to continue your day, you're wide awake, alert, peaceful, calm, and relaxed, and knowing you're amazing. Thank you. That feels good, doesn't it? So we will timestamp this and offer it separately. And it's going to stay on the show, obviously, if you guys are watching this. But you can get this from us, and we'll give this to you totally, completely free to help you to relax. You guys, we've got this. There's no reason to fear the future. But there's a reason to get excited about the future. Did you know we're living in a time like never before? You know, we're creating major shifts, that the world is actually in more peace than it has been in a long time. Do you know that? You know, the availability we have of abundance, in so many different ways on this planet, and always on this planet, because the planet really gives us everything we need. The fear of lack and limitation is just created. It's not true. It's not real. There's plenty of everything. There's plenty of money. There's plenty of health. There's plenty of food. There's plenty of gas, water, everything. You know, we just have to see it and believe it and be it and feel it. Feel the love and the excitement of what you're creating. Even if it's a new art piece or a loaf of bread that you baked or cupcakes or cookies, be excited about it. Because when you are, you feed your soul and you feed the whole world. You know, working with your flowers or your plants, talking to them. Does anybody talk to their plants? You got to talk to your plants. Aren't they lovely? I love plants. Some of them will always tell you they're thirsty. So you got to watch that. I mean, the whole world is alive. The whole world is alive. Everything's alive. Water's alive, right? So talk to the water. Tell the water how much you love it. The rain. The grass, the flowers, the trees, the bumblebees, the bees. We have a faucet in our backyard, a faucet. We have a, what do you call those things? A fountain. And a lot of times we'll have like a couple hundred bees on it getting water. And I get so excited that we've got water for these bees to come and drink. It's really cool. And right now they're emptying it and they're getting ready to paint it. I'm all, what about the bees? And it needs a paint job really bad, right? And it's like, no, you can't empty it. Mike's all, don't worry. I got to play it out there with water for the bees. We got to get this painted. It's like, okay. You know, it's all about love, you guys. And everything else is just an illusion. There's nothing to fear except fear itself. And I know sometimes we spin out and get caught up. Just pull yourself back. It's okay. Just start from where you're at. I appreciate all of you coming here and connecting with me and coming on camera. I appreciate every single one of you. I have so much love and excitement for all of us. And I'm honored that you come and join me. Thank you very much. So my love to you and my hopes that you find out how amazing you are and enjoy yourself and have a smile on your face. Because that's what it's all about. All right, you guys, we have tons of stuff coming up. So make sure you're on the website and on our list. And thank you again so much for joining me. Thank you, Om, for hosting us. Oh, we got picked up by iHeartRadio. How cool is that? Woo-hoo! They picked us up. Yeah, that's cool, isn't it? Anyway, so really excited about that. I absolutely love you guys. Have an incredible, amazing day. And I will see you next week. And I have an amazing guest on. So we'll see you then. Bye.